Last time we discussed the position of Rabbeinu Tam, Bitsi Ruso, and Rabbeinu Tam, Zeknuso, the shift in Shita's Rabbeinu Tam as to whether an Avel is Mutter, Lilmo, Dvarim, Harayim, and we pass in Shulchan Aruch like Rabbeinu Tam, Zeknuso, that an Avel is allowed to learn Dvarim, Harayim. And the simple understanding, as we discussed, is that that's dependent on whether the Isser Talmud Torah for an Avel is simcha related, or is it Hanik Dom alone without simcha? If it's simcha related, then it's more likely that there is a Hetzer Dvar Maharayim. If it's more Hanik Dom related without the simcha element, then you wouldn't necessarily distinguish between Dvar Maharayim and other forms of Talmud Torah. In the list of Dvar Maharayim included here in Shulchan Aruch is Hilchos Avelos. And that's based on the Rush in Siman Lamed Zayin, where the Rush includes in his list Maseches Moed Katan, Perek El Megalchin, and Hilchos Avelos. Just to note that in Shulchan Aruch and Hilchos Tisha B'Av, Tav Kuf Nun Daled, it doesn't say explicitly Hilchos Avelos. It does mention El Megalchin. It doesn't mention Hilchos Avelos per se. But all the poskim assume that just as it's mutter for an avel to learn Hilchos Avelos, it's mutter to learn Hilchos Avelos on Tisha B'Av as well. That's mefurash in Shubas Maharil, Siman Reish Aleph, that whatever an avel is allowed to learn, you're allowed to learn on Tisha B'Av as well. And he explicitly makes a comment in the context of Hilchos Avelos. However, it's worth noting a line of the Ritva in Kaf Aleph Amud Aleph, the end of Dibur Maskil V'Asur Likros. There, the Ritva has the following line: "V'nirim dvarim shemutar gamkein l'shanos be'evel rabasi v'chein b'hilchos avelos kidei leida ma yesh lo lasos." The Ritva writes, "You're allowed to learn hilchos avelos kidei leida ma yesh lo lasos, in order to know what to observe." So the mashmos is there that it's not mutter to learn hilchos avelos per se. It's only mutter to engage in hilchos avelos to the extent that an avel needs to know how to conduct himself during the week of Shiva. And the footnote there in the Ritva quotes an even more explicit line. He refers to it as the Shita Sakamonim. We have this as the Chidushei Tam and Harashba, which I have in this version. I'm assuming it's probably in the Shita Kovet Shitas Kamayin Marikatan. I just don't have a copy of that, but I have this Chidushei Tam and Harashba. So he writes, first he expresses a position of Rabbeinu Tam Bitsiruso that you don't have a heter dvarim harayim. The lo dami letisha ba mishum de tsarachu kan lios yoshev domeim the shalol dabr klal af bedivrei batala. So that expression of Rabbeinu Tam Bitsiruso that you're not allowed to learn anything because of the Hanik Dome, and you really shouldn't speak more than necessary, even Bidivrei Batala, unrelated to Talmud Torah per se. The Talmud Torah is just another manifestation of Hanik Dome and having to remain silent. And then, of course, Yesh Matirim Bidvarim Haram. But even within the Yesh Matirim, you have the following line: Aval kagon elu hakorin b'chiburim u'besvarim hanasin b'hilchos evel. However, those people that would read works on Hilchos Avelos, tzarich li'iyun im hu mutter. Unclear whether that should be permissible. V'nira she'emza b'chlal dvarim harayim shelo itiru elu kagon kinos v'dvarim harayim she'b'yirmiyah she'meshavim li'ba shel adam. The point of dvarim harayim are things that make you sad. Echa Yirmiyah, aval osan svarim, but svarim and hilchos avelos, hare hein kishar dine hatam. That's like any other form of Talmud Torah, any other chibur of Talmud Torah. The iser v'hatter shabo, hilchach aser lukos bam. It happens to be that it's hilchos avelos, but hilchos avelos are just another flavor of iser v'hatter. And therefore, it should be usher in Hilchos Avelos. Ella im nistapik lo ban hagas aviluso ma bit veroeb osadavar bilvad kedei l'kayim aviluso kedino. Only if you have a safek about a certain detail in Hilchos Avelos relevant to your practice, then you're allowed to look up that din Delogara mi rabim svichel on the shari. That's no worse than the heter of rabim svichel law, where a person's needed to render a psak where no one else can do so. But that's like rabim svichel law. If you need to know how to conduct yourself, you're allowed to learn up, look up that sifah shulchan aruch. But to learn hilchos avelus per se, without a particular angle of a shaila that you need to address, that the Talmud Rashba says would be usur, even if there's a heter of dvarim harayim in general. So that's not reflecting Shulchan Aruch. We paskin that an Avil could learn Hilchos Avelus just as one could learn Hilchos Avelus on Tisha B'Av. But interesting to note that half a line of the Ritva of Kedei Leida Yesh Lelasos and the more robust presentation in the Chidushei Talmud Rashba that would prohibit learning Hilchos Avelus other than when it's necessary to have a specific psak for a specific scenario. Okay. In Hilchos Tisha B'Av, Simen Tav Kuf Nun Dalet Sif Gimel, the Mechaber quotes, Yesh Misha Oser Lilmod Ayidei Hirhur. That not only is one prohibited from learning Torah in a vocal way on Tisha B'Av, one may even not engage in Talmud Torah Ayidei Hirhur. And this is based on the Shuvas Maril Simen Reish Aleph, Shuvas Maril Simen Reish Aleph, where the Maril writes as follows. The Lilmo Shar and Yanim behir her. He says, as opposed to Hilchos Shabbos, where as we say in this Miros, hear her rimu tarim, but here it would be Usher. The barometer for assessing the scope of the Yisr Talmud Torah is Simcha. A person can experience Simcha of Talmud Torah even Ayideh Hirhur. Sometimes there's more Simcha, Ayideh Hirhur. The Ikra Simcha, Humina Hirhur. The Im Yikra Adam, Kala Yomvel Yavin, Ma Simcha Hayalo, Elam Ken Yavin. The point isn't just reciting verses. If you read something, you don't understand what you're reading, so you read it, but there's no simcha there. But the simcha is in the Havana, and the Havana could be accomplished ayidei hear her. So for that reason, Maril says that since the Yisr Talmud Torah on Tisha B'Av is simcha related, therefore it's going to be usur even ayidei hear her. And that's what the Mechaber quotes, Salacha, Simen Tavkuf Nadal, Sif Gimel, in Hilchos Tisha B'Av. That's what the Magen Avraham explains over there as well, Sif Katan Hay, that even though Chol HaTorah Kula, we assume in most areas, hear her lav kedibor dami, but here the Iker reason for the Yisr Talmud Torah and Simcha on Tisha B'Av is because of Simcha, as the Maril says. And therefore, the Magen Avraham says, based on this Maril, you're not even allowed to learn what he calls Eza Drush Okasha Viterutz, even in Dvarim Haran. So the limit of Dvarim Haraim has to be basic, but to engage in Pilpul, to engage in Drush, to engage in Ashaka Vitarya, even in Dvarim Haran, is going to be Yasser because that involves Simcha. And he also says that to engage in Hora'ah, if there's no tzorach for the day of Tisha B'Av, would be usur as well. So you can't be dan dini mamadis, he says, unless it's going to be a davar avud. So because the thrust of the usur Talmud Torah is simcha related, not only is that usur ayideh hear her, but even dvar maraim, it's usur ayideh pilpul, kasha teretz, drush, all those forms of Talmud Torah would be usur on Tisha B'Av as well. So Rabbi Carr points out, beginning on page Shin Sadi Beis, that inasmuch as the Maril, which is the source of this din in Hilchos Tisha B'Av, the Magen Avraham after him, frame the status of Hirhur B'Tisha B'Av in terms of Simcha, that because the Yisr Talmud Torah on Tisha B'Av is Simcha related, that's why it's Aser Ayideh Hirhur. That should be relevant to Avelus as well, to the extent that we assume it's simcha related on for an avel, then it'll be usur ayideh hear her as well. And that's generally what we assume. There is the Lashon HaRambam. The Rambam, when he refers to the Rambam, we noted Asur is even Dvarim Haran. The Rambam there is a Lashon of Asur Likros. So Rabbi Karp discusses, is there a Mashmos there, Asur Likros, but either here would be Mutter? Not necessarily. He just notes Lashon of Rambam there of Asur Likros. But the Psakim Mekubal is that just as the Mechaber Paskins and Hilchas Tisha B'Av that it's Asur to engage in Talmud Torah, even either here, that would be true for an Avel as well. Okay. But the Maril earlier in that Shuva has another line in which he says that the nature of the Talmud Torah of Dvar Haran that is Mutter on Tisha B'Av, it doesn't just mean that you're allowed to read it, you're allowed to understand it too. So it's true, it may be true, as the Magen Avraham says, which is his extension of the Maril, that he should engage in Pilpul, but it doesn't mean that you can only learn in a totally shitriistic way. It's reasonable that you can understand what you're learning as well, as Maril writes. We're not talking about people that are just reading the words and not understanding anything that they read. Rav Avadia frames this in the following way, that there's Havana and there's Pilpul. That's essentially what the Maril means if you take the two parts of the Maril together. You're allowed to understand what you're learning in the Varm Harayim, you're just not allowed to engage in Pilpul, which is a different level that could engender more simcha, even if it's pilpul vidvarim harot. The quote from the Chazon Ish that you're allowed to learn that which you're allowed to learn dvarim haram, you're allowed to learn the iyun, because lo yitachein that you can only learn in a shitchiyus fashion and not the iyun. They quote something similar b'shem Reb Chaim, but again, that the hatter would be to learn the way a person would learn on a basic level, but not to engage in any excessive drush or pilpul. Piskei Tshuva in Sifkat and Aleph quotes a Tshuva the Chacham Tzvi, which is also quoted in the Shari Tshuva in Hilchos Tisha B'Av, Tav Kuf Mem Ches Sifkat and Hey. Tav Kuf Mem Ches Sifkat and Hey. Take a look at the Piskei Tshuva here quotes a very brief citation of this Chacham Tzvi, but it's interesting to look at the original. So Chacham Tzvi has the following. Again, Simon Kuf, pull it up on the screen. Ishto sheshach Chacham Echad sheyaraga ligros mishnayis baal peh, mesav yom sheni shel yantav rishon de Pesach. So an eshes chaver, an eshes Talmid Chacham, dies on yantav sheni shel galyus. Baresi lo sherishis biyado lachzer al girsos mishnayis hashkuras lo baal peh b'chala moed kulo. The Chacham Tzvi paskind that this Talmid Chacham whose wife just died in Yantiv is allowed to continue learning mishnayis baal peh for the entirety of Pesach. B'avdan and kaimalan dvaran shebitzina noeg, even though it should have been usher because Talmud Torah is dvaran shebitzina and dvaran shebitzina are usher for on Yantiv. So he says, number one, this Talmid Chacham is used to learning Mishnayos Baal Peh. If he's not going to continue with Chazir Mishnayos Baal Peh, he's going to forget it. And that's the Davar Avid. After Ashkan Hetter, the Davar Avid, El Bemidi, the Eino, Misameach Mamish, even though we don't find such a Hetter, Davar Avid, by Talmud Torah. The Ode Al Karchach Lo Asrina Leila Avivu Divrei Torah Al Bishayim As Hashana. Dim Eina Oseg B'Dvar Mamasam Chim Yasog B'Dvar Marayim Shibi Yermia B'Yiv Akinus Avalei Avelus B'Chayose. He says any other nine Yontiv day and Avals able to engage in Talmud Torah B'Dvar Marayim. Aval Bregel Devade Eina Nochel L'Sasek B'Dvar Hamurim Eina Nochel L'Shev V'Batum B'Dvar Torah B'Kol V'Kol. But in Yontiv, where it's not appropriate to learn Dvarim Harayim. You shouldn't just be sitting doing nothing. That there is a heter of Dvarim Shebitzina on Yantiv as well. So the Chacham Tzvi has two fascinating hanachos, neither of which are at all pashut. Number one, the Chacham Tzvi seems to be assuming that there is a chiyuv tama Torah for an avel. He's mechuyev in tama Torah, but the tama Torah that he's allowed to engage in is limited to Dvarim Harayim, which leads to the Chacham Tzvi's second chiddush, which is that because of Simchas Yantiv, it's inappropriate to learn Dvarim Harayim on Yantiv. So he assumes an avel is mechuyev in tama Torah, that you can't be yoshev batel, so he has to learn. So on a regular non-Yantiv day, any day of the year, the avel learns Dvarim Harayim. But it's inappropriate for an avel to learn Dvarim Harayim on Yantiv, and therefore he's allowed to learn anything on Yantiv because otherwise he's going to be yoshev batel. And then the additional chiddush that he entertains is that to not chazer in a way that you're not going to retain it potentially could be a davar avod, and that he's willing to be mesarev the shita that dvarim shebitzina are not noheg on yontiv as well to allow for talmud torah normally on yontiv. So as far as his first assumption that there's a chi of talmud torah for an avel, Rav Avadia quotes beginning on page 190 in the Chazon Avadia from another number of Achronim that assume that way, that an Avil is indeed pater from Talmud Torah. It's just that he has the Rishus to learn Dvarim Harayim. He's not Mechuyev in Talmud Torah, but if he wants to, he's allowed to learn Dvarim Harayim. The Rav Avadia doesn't think that's a Pashas. He thinks a Pashas is like the initial assumption, the first assumption of the Chacham Tzvi, that an Avil is indeed Chayiv in Talmud Torah, because otherwise, how could an Avil recite Berachas HaTorah? It says, even according to Rabbeinu Tam, that women can recite Berachas HaTorah, or that women in general can recite a bracha on Mrs. Haseh Shizman Grama, that's only where a man in the same situation is mechuyev. But if you have a mitzvah that everyone's pater, or everyone in this situation is pater on, then you wouldn't say bracha. So Rav Avadia assumes that's like Tisha B'Av. In Tisha B'Av, it's not that you're pater from Talmud Torah. It's a chi of Talmud Torah, but the chi of Talmud Torah is constrained. You're only allowed to learn Dvarim Haram. So he assumes, like the Chacham Tzvi, that that's true for an avil as well. An avil is in mufka from the chi of Talmud Torah. He has a chi of, but it's limited to, or that which he's allowed to learn is limited to Dvarim Harayim. There is a line in the Ritva on Tesvavim and Aleph, Dibim Askel Aval Aser. Sorry, Avel Aser. So he has a line there. E Kashalach says the Ritva, Darminan Avel Aser, B'Divrei Torah. That's a Gemara on Kaf Aleph. Vilu Hasam. Amrinan shuchay b'chol mitzvah on worth b'tar chutz min tefillin, but sukkah cafe in the sukkah v'alzeg b'mitzvah. There it says an avil is mechuyev in all mitzvahs haTorah with the exception of tefillin. So what is it? Is he mechuyev or is he pater? So the kasha assumes that that line that he's aser b'divrei Torah means that he's not mechuyev in divrei Torah. The Yishlomar she'ein lemeidim min haklalos. So no, when it says that he's chay of chametz amurus v'tara, it doesn't mean literally chametz amurus v'tara. There's an exception of tefillin, but there are other exceptions also. So Talmud Torah would be an exception as well. So the first verse is right here assumes that an avel is pater from Talmud Torah. When it says aser, it means pater. There's no chiyuv. Odesh Lamer says the Ritva, The cave and the korek kriyash mashachis arvis bidida sagile menachos saritas benimsish eino patri matter. No, could be that he's mechuyev, but he's yotzei yischiyev with kriyash mashachis arvis, which he's allowed to engage in. And to the extent that there's a heter dvar maram, there's a heter dvar maram as well. So it sounds like this is 2 days in the Ritva, whether this question that the Achronim address, whether an avel is mechuyev in Talmud Torah. First thing, the Ritva assumes no chiva Talmud Torah whatsoever. Provided things that's difficult if that's the case, how do you justify Birchas HaTorah? And the Odish Lamer, there's a chiva in Talmud Torah, but it's limited to what he's allowed to learn, limited to Kriyash Mashachis or Arvis, and maybe by extension, Dvarim Harayim as well. Okay. Back to the Gemara and Daf Kaf Aleph and Aleph. Gemara says, after establishing the Isser of Talmud Torah, V'im hayu rabim tzrichim lo eino nimna. If it's a situation of rabim tzrichim lo, an avil doesn't need to hold back to restrain himself from Talmud Torah. Rashi says rabim tzrichim lo ledrasha. U'maisa meis b'no shob yosi b'tzipari, v'nichna sebeis ha-medrash, v'darash kol yom kulo. Rabba Rechana Isra b'milse, he was an avil, savi delo lemefek l'pirkes, he thought he's not going to go to the shir. So you're allowed to go to the shir, give the shir if everyone needs you. So he thought that he'd have a miturgamon functioning there. Rav Tanya ublavat shelo yam miturgamon. No, Rav Tzvichim Lo allows you to give the shir, but you're not allowed to have a miturgamon. Belahechi avid. So there was a shinui there. Usually the Amora would talk directly to the Meturgamon. The Meturgamon would amplify. In this case, there was a middleman. The Amora, who's an Avela, said it to a middleman. The middleman said it to the Meturgamon. And the Meturgamon amplified. So an Avel, even as Rav and Tzvichim Lo, would be Asrei Dei Meturgamon, but if it's with the Shinoi, if there's someone else in the middle, that would be sufficient. So Rashi says, the whole context of Rav and Tzvichim Lo and the Gemara here is Ladrasha, that if he's the only one who can say Shir, and the masses don't want to be left without Shir, then the Avel is allowed to give his regular Shir. Nimukei Yosef, Daf Yigimel and Aleph B'dapei Rif, extends this to Horaos Isser V'Heter, that if he's the only posek in town, he's the only one capable of issuing a psak that's necessary during Shiva, he's allowed to do that, and that's Rabim Tzvichim Lo. And the Ritva points out over here that the Gemara's need for Shinoi, that's only in the context of a drasha. If you're giving a public lecture and the norm is that it's Ayyadei Meturgamon, then you shouldn't have the regular Meturgamon that you should do Ayyadei Shinoi. But for Haras Isser V'Heter, there's no need for Shinoi. Someone's coming to ask the Avel HaShaila, there's no need to add someone else into the picture to do any kind of Shinoi in the articulation of that Tzak. So this is quoted here in Shulchan Aruch. So the Mechaber writes in Sif Aleph, V'im Rabim Tzvichim Lo L'Slamed Mutter, so that's Rashi's Ladrasha, Rabim Tzvichim Lo to give the Shir, L'Lavash Shal Yamit Torgamon, El Yomer L'Acher V'Acher L'Torgamon V'Am Torgamon Yishmila Rabim. So that's the Gemara's Shinoi for the Meturgamon. Says the Ramah, oh, Yiddush Batzmo, or you don't have to, instead of the Shinoi adding someone else before the Meturgamon, the Shinoi could be No Midrugman at all. The Yachal Lifsok Isser Vehetr Liyachid Ashavala So Im Ein Acher Elohu Vitzvichala. You're allowed to Paskin Isser Vehetr. Aval Asir Lomar Alach Latamida Vechaino Get Afim Yish Mekilim. But you shouldn't Paskin Halacha Sri Talmidim if it's not the case of Rabban Zvichamlo, if not that the Psak is necessary right now and no one else can render that Psak. So the placement here of the Ramah's three words, O Yidrosh Ba'atzmo, so the way it's situated sounds like that's going back on Meturgaman. That either you have a Meturgaman, but instead of having the Meturgaman translate or amplify normally, you have someone else in the middle, O Yidrosh Ba'atzmo, or you just give the drasha yourself without any Meturgaman. Right? That's how this comment to the Ramah seems to be intended, following that line of the Mechaber. However, the Levush had a different girsa, and in the Divrei Sofrim, when he prints on the top the Shulchan Aruch, he amended the Ramah based on the girsa of the Levush, unlike the printed Ramah, and he put it earlier that in, where the Mechaber writes Ubavad Shelo Yamid Turgaman. So the Ramah is going on that, that you're allowed to give a shir, ubavad shelo yamid turgaman, o yidrosh ba'atzma. So if you have it over there, that's all part of the modification. That in Rabim Sikham al-Islamid Mutter, Ubavad Shaloyan the Turgaman, as long as there's no Turgaman, oh Yidrosh Ba'atzma. And as long as you're not darshaning by yourself. I mean, the only way of doing it would be to have a middleman between you and the Meturgaman. But as the Baal Shulchan points out, nowadays no one has Meturgamans anymore. So this halacha presumably is no longer relevant. When the normists have a Meturgaman, so then there's a need for a Shinui to demonstrate that the Magashir is in Avelos, and this is the normal way of doing it. But when you don't have a Meturgaman, so then there's no evidence of any other kind of Shinui that is necessary. And that's the Lashon of Ben Yerucham, which is the source of the Ramah here. Lashon Ben Yerucham, 1 second, Daniel. Lashon Ben Yerucham is, Ba'osas man shahaya l'rav torgaman, shahaya mashmiya dvar l'rabim, asa l'ham torgaman. At a time in history when there was norm to have a torgaman, then you can't have the torgaman normally. But if it's not the norm, then this halacha is not relevant. Yeah.
According to that girsa of the Ramah that puts it earlier, if we already know Shelo Yamid Turgaman, should be obvious that he shouldn't be able to do it himself, no?
Not necessarily. Maybe the Isser is in the Turgaman, because if the norm is that the way you give a shir is Ayyid Turgaman, so then you can have the regular Turgaman. But also, it's not right for an Avil to give shir himself directly. Maybe you have to have some other kind of Heker that is an Avil. So you dafka need the additional layer of the middleman. And Moshe.
Yeah, so then for the Baal Shulchan, so what do you do about the Levushas Kirsa? If you have the Levushas Kirsa, there should still be an Isser for someone to be give share by himself, no? Even if there's no Turgaman nowadays.
Um, Yeah, I don't have it in front of me. I don't remember if he quotes the Levush himself. Yeah, I'm not sure. You have to look and see if he addresses that. I don't remember. Lemaisa, we don't really have situations of Rabim Svichim Lo for Shir. I'm not aware of anyone in recent years who gave regular Shir when he was Toch Shiva. So the notion of Rabim Svichim Lo in the context of a daily Shir, I'm not aware of it being particularly Lemaisa these days. Hora is potentially more Lemaisa if you have, even that is much less so now, where people have access to a wider array of resources than in the past. And if one posek is out of commission, you can find another posek. Even that is not as common now as it may have been in previous times. The actual applications of Rabban Svichim Lo are relatively limited in today's day and age. Okay. The Ramah has a line in Sif Gimel here. Let's start with the Mechaber. Im ein shah misha yispala lahosi asarabim yidei chavasan, yachala avel lahospala lahosiya. If there's no one else who can daven for an amud, then the avel is permitted to do so. And this is based on a Tshuvas HaRosh, Klal Kaf Zayin Simen Beis. The Rosh writes, Ukev Shem Ispalelin Bebeis HaAvel, Im Ein Sham Acher She Ispalel, Yachala Avel is Palel Ulahosi Achemi Dechavasam. If you're davening, if you have a main in the base Avel, and there's no one else who can daven for an Amud, the Avel is allowed to do so. He Avel Chaya Bechala Mitzvahs. Because he's Mechuyah Bedaver, so he's allowed to be Mosi Acherim Yedechavasam. But that's Mashma. That's only if there's no one else who could do it. But if there's someone else that could daven for an Amud, then an Avel should not be davening for an Amud during Shiva, even in the Beis Avel. Ask the Beis Hillel here on the side of the page, that seems to be against the Ramah in Shin Ayin Vav Siftal, the long Ramah there. There the Ramah writes that an Avel Dafka should daven for an Amud during Shiva. And here the Mechaber says, Mashma that an Avel, all things being equal, should not daven for an Amud. And the Ramah doesn't argue here. The Ramah just says, Mitzvah l'spalo shachris v'arvis b'makam shemeth sham afilu ein Avel, yech b'se nachris v'ruch l'neshama, v'av min star flamidim. But here the Ramah doesn't say that Avel dafka should daven for an Amud. Shinayim v'avdal, the Ramah says that an Avel dafka should daven for an Amud. That's what the Beis Hillel is bothered by. The Ramah here, Mistima Soshona, and the Mechaber is against the Ramah in Shin Ayin Vav. They still suggest the differences between Avel al Aviv Imo and Avel al Shar Krovim. And Avel for Aviv Imo, that's the context of the Ramah in Shin Ayin Vav. And there it's appropriate, recommended that an Avel daven for an Amud Toch Shiva, as opposed to al Shar Krovim. There's no need for an Avel to daven for an Amud Toch Shiva. We only bother him if there's no one else who can dive in instead. The Rei Sofrim points out, Sifkat on Yotes, that explanation of Beis Hillel is not terribly compelling, because the Bach quotes from the Maram that the minhag for an Avil davening for an Amud during Shiva was even... the minhag for an avel not to daven for an avel during Shiva is even al aviv v'imo. The Bach quotes from Maram that all things being equal, an avel should not daven for an avel during Shiva, even for aviv v'imo. He writes, Toch Yud Beis Kodesh, this is quoting from the Maharam in his Hilchos Machos. Toch Yud Beis Kodesh al Aviv al Imo Yachol Yoshliach Sibur. Kima Simcha Yesh Betfilo? Bafilo Lachar Shiva Nira Demutter Misha Shenechnas Beis Knesses. That an Avil is allowed to be a Shliach Sibur during Yud Beis Kodesh, even during Shloshim, once Shiva is over, once he returns to Shul. It sounds like during Shloshim, yes, during Yud Beis Kodesh, yes, but not during Shiva. And that's talking about Al Aviv V'Imo. The Aruch HaShulchan acknowledges in Sifchas that that is the Mashmos of the Mechaber, that an Avil should not daven for an Amba during Shiva, but he says the Minog is not that way. So, leaving aside the Beis Hillel, it sounds like the simplest read is that the Mechaber is reflecting a Tshuvas HaRash and is reflecting what happens to be a Maram, even if he's not quoting it, that it's preferable for an Avil not to daven toch Shiva. And the Minhag of the Ramah is not that way. That's what the Ramah writes in Shinayin Vav. And since the Ramah wrote in Shinayin Vav, he doesn't have to rehash it here as well. So the Minhag of Ashkenazim, generally speaking, is for an Avil to daven for an Amud toch Shiva. Divrei Sofrim says that the minhag of Sfardim is like the Mechaber not to, even though Rav Avadia writes that he thinks that an Avel al Aviv Imo should daven for an Amud during Shiva, and he writes that that's what he himself did when he was in Avelis, daven for an Amud during Shiva. But the general minhag among most Ashkenazim, as far as I'm aware, is that an Avel does daven for an Amud during Shiva. The Ramah, however, quotes a curious minhag, the Ramah in Shinayin Vav, Sif Dalid, that an Avel should not serve as a Shliach Tzibur on Shabbos and Yontif. And that's based, among other sources, on another, on a Tshuvas Maril, a Tshuvas Maril Kuf Kaf Ches. It has the following. Let's see. Shuvas Maril Kuf Kaf Ches. Mashe Vesa. I'm sorry, let's start after that. Achein ana chuvas ma'aram yadana dekasaba de'ein minag sheyispalel avel toch yubeis chodesh b'shabes v'yantiv. As opposed to the existence of a minag that an avel does daven for an amud during yubeis chodesh, there is no minag that he dafka should daven for an amud toch yubeis chodesh on Shabbos v'yantiv. The Atak Asafta, the Shabbos, have a Tfei Simcha Miyam in the Raim. He says that's not true. So the Divrei Sofrim points out some that explain within the Maril and within the Ramah, which is based on the Maril, that it's not pshat that there's a minhag, the minhag is that an avil doesn't daven for an amud on Shabbos Yontif. It's that you shouldn't be makbid that he dafka should daven on Shabbos Yontif. It's if he would have been davening for the amud on Shabbos Yontif anyway, had he not been an avil, you don't have to stop him from davening for an amud on Shabbos Yontif. But there's no minhag to dafka give the amud to an avil on Shabbos and Yontif. That's what the simple reading of this Maril sounds like. And take a look at the Shach in Shin Ayin Vav, Sifkatan Yudalid. Again, there the Ramah has this Lashon from the Maril of a lo nagu l'spal b'Shabbos v'yantiv. Afa pish ein iser b'davar. Aval b'mos achol misha yudeh l'spal yispal v'yosir mol mikadish yosam shalanitkan elektanim misha ein yudeh l'spal period. Shalanitkan elektanim. That Kaddish is for the people that can't do any better. But it's much better to daven for an Amma than to say Kaddish, because Kaddish is a consolation prize for people that don't know how to daven for an Amma. But much better to daven for an Amma. That's during the week. On Shabbos, there's no Isser, but the Minig is, or there's no Minig to daven for an Amma. It says the Shach, Yudal, V'chem Yom Norayim, Aser, Kach Pirsh Maril. That there is, the way the Shach says it, is the Lashon of Isser. And that was the Maril that says Shabbos is no worse than Rosh Hashanah, but it's equivalent to the Minog of not diving for an Amud, or the lack of a Minog to diving for an Amud, and Shabbos Yontif applies to Rosh Hashanah as well. The Shach says, Miu, Hecha de Leka de Adif Minei Mutter. But where there's no one better than he's allowed to on Yamim Daran. And that's what the Magen Avraham writes as well. Tav Kuf Pei Aleph Sifkatan Dalid. Tav Kuf Pei Aleph Sifkatan Dalid. That an Avil Tolki Beis Kodesh is Asir Dan for an Amud on Yamim Daran, because that is the same din as Yadav. So again, the Shach and the Magen Avraham, despite our reading of the Maril, it sounds like it's not that there's an Isser, and the Ramah himself says there's no Isser, just the Minig is not to, or there's no Minig to Dam for Namud, but both the Shach and the Magen Avraham seem to frame it in more rigid Isser terms of Dam for Namud on Shabbos and Yantiv. The Magen Avraham says that even though Avil Tolki Beis Kodesh is Asur Dam and Yom and Arayim, because that's the same as any other Yantiv, but if there's no one else to do it, then he is allowed to daven even on Yamim Nora. Yeah, I believe, Arya, I think when the Shachter gave a shiur a few years ago on Avelus, and it must have been right after your grandfather passed away, and I think he mentioned that your uncle in Boca, who is daven for Naman on Yamim Noraim, asked whether, Rabbi Goldberg asked whether he could continue. And Rabbi Goldberg said that there's no one who davens as well as he does. So Rosh Hashanah said he definitely could daven. Your father also daven for Naman that year?
Yeah, there was some complication that I'm trying to remember, because my other uncle comes into DRS. He usually davened at his shul, but he came into DRS to daven, and I think he ended up not, I don't know. My dad ended up davening, my uncle and Bok ended up davening, my uncle in Teaneck ended up not davening for some reason.
Okay. So usually in most situations there's a deep bench and you find a replacement, but that's the Magen Avraham L'Shach say. There's no one as qualified. The Shechter said you have to make sure that it's not just that the Ovel thinks that there's no one as qualified, but the Baal Batim also think that there's no one as qualified. But that's largely because despite L'Shachon's L'Shach and Magen Avraham, in Makor, it's not like there's no Isser per se. It's just that there's no Minog to Dafka Davin for an Amid on Yantiv Shabbos. And some of that's become much more rigid not to allow an Avil to Davin for an Amid on Shabbos Yantiv under most circumstances. Rav Avadia writes that Sfardim have no such Minog. And Rav Avadia writes that he was an Avelis, he Davin for an Amid on Shabbos Yantiv too. I imagine no one is going to start off with him in his minion anyway, but he says that's what he did. So what is the reason for such a minhag? In the Maril, there's a smattering of a connection to Simcha. The Badr Shulchan points out that the Taz writes the following in the context of Hoshana. So Taz and Simon Tafresh Samich of Katan Beis, Tafresh Samich of Katan Beis. The Taz writes, Yitain Tam Lemin Hagenu, Shehu Kamosha Yesh Minach Shein Avil Mispal Biyamim Shein Bem Tachana, Kamosha Kasa Bachubas Rama, Shetam Bezesh Shemidas Hadin Misucha Neged Ha'avel. So the Taz references a minhag of not davening for an amud any day that you don't recite Tachanun, because on such a day, midas, on a day that you don't say Tachanun, you don't want to further invoke the midas adin, which is already on the run, so to speak. And an avel is always a whole year midas adin mesucha kenegdo. So it's not right for an avel to daven for an amud on a day that the midas adin is already in submission. The Alkein lo nachon liyos chatz, af shezeh tam cholush, v'sham b'tshuva hu cholik. So even though he references the Tshuva Sarama that says an avos shem daven on any day that there's no tachanun, the Rama argues that's not our minog in most places, even though he thinks by some there is such a minog. Rav Shechter says that Rabbi Breuer in Breuer, I don't know if that's still the minog there, but Rabbi Breuer in Breuer's is makpid that an avos should not daven for an amud any day that they didn't recite tachanun. Rav Shechter said that was because Rabbi Breuer didn't like how most of the Baal Batman daven for an amud. So whenever there was a good excuse to prevent an avil from daven for an amud, he went with it because he didn't like Baal Batman daven for an amud who didn't know the nusa properly or didn't know how to daven. But there is such a minhag in some places, and any day when you don't say tachanun, not to allow an avil to recite to daven for an amud. The Taz says, even though that's kind of a weak reason, the midas adin mesucha reason, and we don't assume to that extent that an avil can't daven for an amud any day, you don't recite tachanun. Mikol makom, says the Taz, kevan shenogu kach zeu atzma atam bekan shekol makifim heim kishluchim shel shaar hakol. So even though that's not the strongest reason, but he says the same thing is true to explain the minog of an avil not walking around during Hashanos, because there's some kind of a midas hadin mesucha, a love element of an avil. You don't want to arouse a midas hadin at certain points. So that's why an avil doesn't walk around for Hashanos. The Divrei Malkiel along those lines writes as follows: Divrei Malkiel chelak kesem and peites. That's a posthumously published volume of Divrei Malkiel that only came out relatively recently. So he writes that the ikar tam for an aval nadam kedavan hashabbos and yantiv is that the entire year beis chodesh, an aval is considered to be midas adin mezucha alav, that he's at the mercy of the midas adin. And Shabbos and Yantiv are yemei simcha sanefesh. So you don't want to be ma'orer the midas adin during those days. So you don't allow an avil daven for an amud on a day when there's intense simcha. So it's not to be ma'orer the midas adin. If that's true, Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, the midas adin is manifest. So why do we not allow an avil to daven for an amud Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur either? So even though the midas adin is around, but the point of our tefillos is to be memasek adin, and therefore we don't allow an avil to daven for an amud on Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur either. So that seems to be something along the midas adin mesucha alav rationale as to why the minhag developed of not allowing an avil to daven for an amud on Shabbos and Yontif. Gilyan Marsha on the side of Shulchan Aruch here, or on the bottom on this page, he writes, Rosh Chodesh Kanako Purim Yispalel Ad Halel Knesses Hagadolah. That in Rosh Chodesh Kanako Purim, an Avel Shadavin for an Amud up until Halel. Now, last time I checked, we don't say Halel on Purim. I'm assuming what he means is Megillah, Kriyasa Zuhilula, and just throws in Purim, Agav, Chanukah, and Rosh Chodesh. But at least for Chanukah and Rosh Chodesh, the Shlomo Eger quotes from the Knesset HaGedola that an Avil should daven for an Amud until Hallel, and then steps down on Hallel. Tshuvas Maril, Simon Kof Beis, writes not that way. Hadin shelo yaver ha'avel lefnei ateva baboker be'eis hilula or halela ki akal besimcha kamo shabasas v'yantiv v'chei b'yom kriyas megillah. The din is that an avel should not daven for an avel at all on a day that you recite tachanun. So Rishlam le'egar crossing that's the gedola that on the day you recite tachanun, a non-yantiv day that you recite tachanun, namely Rosh Chodesh and Hallel, and avel daven for an avel until Hallel then steps down. And the Maril says, Avil doesn't daven for an Amud at all because that's a day of Simcha and it's not right for an Avil to daven for an Amud on a day of Simcha. In the Mishnah Brura, there are contrary statements, either two or three different statements in the Mishnah Brura in different places. So Mishnah Brura, Simen Tav Kuf Pei Aleph Siv Zayin. Tav Kuf Pei Aleph Siv Zayin. In the context of Rosh Chodesh, writes, quoting from the Maxis HaShakel, that an Avil should daven until Hallel and then step down and not daven Hallel and not daven Musaf. And that's consistent with the Knesset HaGedola. And then he quotes from the Chayodam, from the Gaon, that on Rosh Chodesh, an Avil should not daven Shacharis at all. And that's consistent with the Maharil. As Maharil says, these are days that are days of Simcha because we recite Hallel, so an Avil shouldn't recite Shin Daven for an Amud at all on those days. So whether an Avil on Rosh Chodesh or Chanukah davens until Hallel then steps out, or whether an Avil doesn't daven at all for Shacharis, the Pashtus, those reasons don't apply to Mincha Maariv. Even the Maharil, who says that an Avil shouldn't daven Shacharis at all because we're anticipating Hallel, it's a time of Simcha, that would necessarily extend to Mincha Maariv of Rosh Chodesh or Chanukah. However, Mishnah Brura in Be'er Halacha Simen Kuf Lamed Beis in his Seder HaKadeshim, so there he sounds like even Mincha Maariv, you don't daven on a day that we omit Lam Natseach. And then the third Mishnah Brura, Tafresh Pei Gimel Sifkatan Aleph in Hilchas Chanukah, Tafresh Pei Gimel Sifkatan Aleph. So there he writes that an Avil does not daven Shacharis on Chanukah, but he does daven Maariv. He doesn't say anything about Mincha. I mean, he does have Maariv, but doesn't have Mincha. Does have Maariv, and does have a Mincha. So again, the Mishnah Brura in one place, Tav Kuf Pei Aleph, says that on Rosh Chodesh and Avil Davins up to Hallel. In Kuf Lamed Beis, it sounds like he doesn't daven for an Amud at all, even Mincha Maariv. Tafresh Pei Gimel doesn't daven Shacharis at all. Does daven Maariv, not clear about Mincha. So it's hard to say what the Mishnah Brura's position is, as Rav Schechter often points out that in the biography of the Chafetz Chaim, it says that the Mishnah Brura is written by committee. So the fact that there are occasional steers in Mishnah Brura is not should not be so surprising. But be that as may, there are different minhagim about an Avil davening for an Amud on days when Hallel is recited. So Rav Schechter, when Rav Schechter was an Avelus in the Y Beis Medrash on a Hallel day, Chanukah and Rosh Chodesh, would daven for an Amud up until Hallel. Someone else would come up for Hallel. And then Rav Schechter would continue, Chanukah would continue afterwards, after Hallel. and wouldn't daven musaf on Rosh Chodesh. And in many places, the common practice is an aval doesn't daven shacharis at all. And in many places, the common practice is not to daven even mincha or maariv. Chuvas maariv shik, arachayim simen kuf pe gimel, arachayim simen kuf pe gimel, writes that he saw by the Chasam Sofer that he didn't allow an aval to daven for an amud shacharis on a day that Hallel was recited. But Mincha Mariv, yes. Aruch HaShulchan, Shin Ayin Vav, Sif Yud Aleph, Shin Ayin Vav, Sif Yud Aleph, says that an Avel could daven for an Amud Mariv and Mincha on Rosh Chodesh and Chol Hamoed. He says, Ra'isi makpidim bazeh. I saw places where they're makpidim not to allow an aval to daven mincha marv on those days below nehirali. So again, different minhagim. You have to follow whatever the minhag in the shul that you daven is, even if the actual reason for some of these minhagim are not readily apparent. But it does seem that in terms of the reasoning behind, again, everything, if you could justify any, you could justify any minhag. You could justify davening until Hallel, you could justify not davening shacharis at all, you could justify not davening at all for mincha marv as well in those days, based on all the reasons that we expressed. Again, different minhagim in different places. Okay. Let's talk a few minutes about some details of Seder HaTfilah B'Beis HaAvel. The Taz in Shin Ayin Vav Sifkatan Beis, Shin Ayin Vav Beis, quotes Shachan Aruch and Aruchayim Kuflam and Aleph, Ein Omrim Tachan B'Beis HaAvel, V'Hainu Kol HaZayin Yamim, that you don't recite Tachan in a Beis HaAvel. Because of a rakeach she'acher gemar tefila omim tachanun ve'ein karin sham beis avel halav rosh chodesh efi sheyesham aninus lakach in amelo amesim haluka. Fine. So the minhag is not to recite tachanun in a beis avel. Some say maybe the you should recite tachanun after you leave the beis avel. Mishabura writes there in kuf lamed aleph sif katan kaf again midas hadin mesucha. That because midas hadin mesucha over an avel, you don't want to do anything that's going to invoke or arouse the midas hadin. So just like we don't say tachanun at night because the midas hadin is rampant at night, so we don't say tachanun in a beis avel. Beis Yosef, of course, a separate reason for not saying tachanun from the shibole haleket, and that is the shibole haleket writes that on Tisha B'Av we don't say tachanun because on Tisha B'Av were Avelim, and then Avel is Iskish Lechag. And therefore there's no Tachanun on Tisha B'Av. And then he says, same thing by Beis Avel. Beis Avel, Einofel and Alpneim, Yishem de Iskish Lechag, Vafachti Chageichem, Le'evel. Not because Midas Adin per se, Midas Adin Besucha per se, but because there's a hekesh of Avel to Chag, just like there's no Tachanan B'Chag, there's no Tachanan for an Avel. So are these two different reasons? Are these reasons related? Divrei Sofrim thinks that there are two different reasons. Divrei Sofrim in Shin Pei Dalid to Katan Kuf Ayin Hei. So he quotes Achronim that point out that Mishnah Berurah only quotes the reason of the Levush, Amidas Adim Mesucha Lav. He doesn't quote the Shibali Aleket of Hekesh Dechag. They think that the two reasons argue, and maybe Nafkamina, whether you say Lam Netzeach in a Beis Avel. If the point is Midas Adim Mesucha, there's no objection to reciting Lam Netzeach. If it's Iskish Lechag, then you should not recite Lam Netzeach because you don't recite Lam Netzeach on a Yontif. even though the Mishnah Berurah quotes only the reason Amidas de Mesucha, also quotes that you don't say Lam Nazeach. So that's kind of a kasha he acknowledges on Lulishitasa. But then he says, no, maybe they're not arguing. Rabbi Karb says as well that maybe the Levush is coming to explain the Hekesh. The Hekesh isn't in a vacuum. Why is there a Hekesh of Chag to Evel? That just like on Yontu, we don't recite Tachanun, and so as now to arouse the Midas Hadin, so it's inappropriate to recite Tachanun and Beis Avel now to arouse the Midas Hadin just as well. Mishnah Berurah quotes the Machlokas Achronim, and he paskins that Lichachila, if you're diving in a Beis Avel, then you should recite V'hu Rachum when you go back at home. At least a long Tachanun, you should recite V'hu Rachum when you get back home. Okay. Rabbi Karb quotes from Rav Yashiv that even though we don't recite Tachanun in a Beis Avel, but the Hiratzon Zan Sheni V'chamishi, you should recite. Because that's a Bakashas Rachamim that's not necessarily connected to Tachanun, and it's appropriate to recite that in a Beis Avel. And he's bothered Bechlal. Why do we not even forget about a Beis Avel? Why is the Minhag Olam not to recite the Hiratzons on days that we don't recite Tachanun in general? Rav Yashiv apparently thought that you should recite the Hiratzons every Monday and Thursday, independent of whether you recite Tachanun. So Rabbi Karp writes that his practice, I guess wherever he daven in Kiryat Sefer, is that even on days where you don't recite Tachanun that are totally b'machlokes, like after Sukkot and after Shavuos, where they're different minhagim, so he thinks that at least there you should definitely recite the Hiratzons on those Sheni v'Chamishis, even if you're not going to recite Tachanun. Mishnah Berurah also writes that if an Avel goes to Shul, we'll talk as we go on about the Isser of Yetziah Mitoch Beiso, and the fact that there are two elements in why an Avel generally davens in the Beis Avel during Shiva. One of them is because of the values we saw here in Shin Ayin Vav and Shin Pei Dalet of davening the Beis Avel per se, aside from the Yetziah Mitoch Beiso. But if there's no minyan at the Beis Avel, an Avel is allowed to go to Shul because you're allowed to be Yotzei Mitoch Beiso Litzorech. So if an Avel ends up in Shul during Shiva, he does not recite Tachanun himself, but the Tzibur does recite Tachanun. In the Dirshim Mishnah Berurah, they quote from Shlomo Zalman that if the Avel is davening for an Avod, then he thought that the Tzibur is Nigro Achar the Avel. The Avel is just davening, Shul not davening for an Amud, so everyone says Tachanun, except for him. If the Avel is davening for an Amud, then he thought that no one should recite Tachanun. Okay. Finally, as far as recitation of Hallel in a Beis Avel, Magen Avraham writes, Simen Kuf Lamed Aleph Sivkat and Yud, Kuf Lamed Aleph Sivkat and Yud, that we don't recite Tachanun in a Beis Avel on Chanukah. He quotes some that distinguish between Chanukah and Rosh Chodesh, because Rosh Chodesh is only Minhaga, and Chanukah is Midina. He quotes in the Rokeach, Ein Omrim Hallel, Dabu Davar Simcha. You don't recite Hallel in a Beis Avel because it's a matter of Simcha. The two, Dasara Shapir Shemina Tzibor Ki Yechidim Dami. If you have 10 people that are Purish Minat Tzibor, they have a din of Yechidim. Mashma, that on Chanukah, says the Magen Avraham, sounds like from the Rokeach, you should recite Tachanun in a Beis Avel because the din on Chanukah is that a Yachid does recite Hallel. That line of the Rokeach, that if you're in a Beis Avel, it's like you're Purish Minat Tzibor, so that's relevant on Rosh Chodesh, where you only Mikra Din, or Medina de Gemara, let's say, you only recite Hallel if you have a Tzibor. On a Chanukah, there the Tekan of Hallel was earlier, Mikra Din, Nami Minhaga, so then you don't need a Tzibor. The Magen Avraham thinks, the Mashmas of the Rokeach, is that you would recite Hallel on Rosh Chodesh in a Beis Avel. Rabbi Felder quotes the Yisodeis Malchus from Rav Moshe that in Rosh Chodesh you don't recite a Hallel in a Beis Avel at all. On Chanukah, the Tzibur should stay and recite Hallel, and the Avel should walk out. The Avel should walk out, maybe should say Hallel on his own. That's a Machlokas.
Is it in the Beis Avel or the Avel himself?
So there's an element of Beis Avel as well. That's why on Rosh Chodesh, again, I believe that the common practice, we'll come back to that in a second. The common practice is what the Piskei Tshuva quotes. Take a look at the Piskei Tshuva in Sifkat and Beis. Quotes in the Noda Behuda. Nothing time lamashinagu sha avil holik lamakam acher but sibra obim halal. Well, if you have mina gamma mispal with bayish shames shames, ain't shame veilam klau, omim halal. Then he quotes Jewish Har Carmel. The base of El She'eno by Shemesh Shemesh El Shemesh B'Makom Acher Omer Hala Acha Avel Atzma B'Lav Hachi Ein Lo Omer Hala Mitam Shenemar Tayam Asa Hashem. That's not appropriate to say. And he isn't Rasha LaHachmir Al Atzma. So what the Noda Behuda that the Piskei Tshuva quotes says, bottom line, is that you could recite Hallel in a Beis Avel as long as the Avel is not there. So the distinction of some Achronim between the bias where the mace died and a regular Beis Avel. But it sounds like our practice, the common practice, is like whether Piskei Tshuva quotes in the Behuda, that it's a din of the Avel, not a din of the Beis Avel. And therefore, as long as the Avel is not present, or it's appropriate that the Avel shouldn't be present, but then there's no problem reciting Hallel in a Beis Avel. I believe that is the more common practice, that if there's a minyan that convenes in a Beis Avel, even on Rosh Chodesh, and a day when Tachanun is recited, the Magen Avraham's distinction of the Rekech notwithstanding, I believe common practice is that Hallel is recited and the Avel walks out. Piskei Tshuva then says that if you're saying Hallel on the seventh day of Avelus, or mixed with Yom Kikulo, so then the Avel should recite Hallel after he leaves Shul, after the end of his Avelus Shiva. And Rav Avadya records, Yabi Omer Chela Dalad Yeredeya Lamed Gimel, Chela Dalad Yeredeya Sim Lamed Gimel, that he says, Minig Nushalayim is that on Rosh Chodesh, Halal is recited in the Beis Avel, that Tzibur goes into another room. Or if that's inconvenient, then the Tzibur stays and the Avel goes into another room. The Avel shouldn't recite Hallel in Rosh Chodesh, but everyone else does. On Hallel, on Chanukah, also he says for Sfaradim, everyone should say Hallel. And for Ashkenazim, the Tzibur says Hallel, and the Avel goes into a different room. So I believe that is common practice here as well, that on days that a house recites in a Beis Avel, the Tzibur davening the Beis Avel recites Hallel, and the Avel goes into a different room. Okay, let's stop here for today, and we'll reconvene in Beis Hashem tomorrow at 3, also on Zoom, going on to Sheila Shalom, Simon Shin Pehe, and then Tifa Sarosh and Kfiya Samita.
Rabbi Zilberman.
Yes.
Is the uh, is, is Isn't there a Mishnah Brura in Kuf Lamed Aleph, which is Mufurish, that that we do not say Halal in a Beis Avel, regardless of Rosh Chodesh or Hanukkah? I believe the I believe it's the Mishnah Brura in Kuf Lamed Aleph Sifkot and Chaf.
Let's take a look. Ein omrim halal b'beis ha'avel. That's the Magen Avraham that we started with. Rosh Chodesh k'shem espal b'beis ha'avel afilu k'sheholich achar kach l'beiso ein sarach l'omro. V'chanukah shegomer b'sahala sarach l'omro achar kach b'beiso. So he says, even on Chanukah, not to recite it in a beis ha'avel.
Right.
So Ramosha, Rabbi Felder quotes Ramosha as saying that in Chanukah you do reside in a Beis Avel. And Rosh Chodesh not. So am I wrong about the common practice on Rosh Chodesh?
I don't know. That's what I'm asking, right? In light of this Mishnah Brura, I mean, what?
Right, the Mishnah Brura is quoting the Magen Avraham, but I think on Chanukah, I believe we do not follow the Mishnah Brura,
right?
Because that's a distinction that the Magen Avraham had on, based on the Rokeach, to distinguish between Chanukah and Rosh Chodesh.
Mm.
Okay, we'll try to research that by tomorrow. I was under the impression that that in Rosh Chodesh we do, but maybe I'm wrong. Okay, we'll research that and try to clarify that by tomorrow.
Okay.
Shkoach.
Shkoach. Thank you.
Okay, so we'll see you all tomorrow, Mr. Shah.